In Upper Darby, a female-focused auto shop has just opened with the goal of empowering women to pop the hood and crawl under their cars. WHYY's Bobby Allen spun through the shop with the woman who started the business.
Wearing a backwards red ball cap, skinny jeans, and high-heeled boots, Patrice Banks is doing her thing at the Girls Auto Clinic.
That noise that you hear at a shop is called an impact gun.
Spreading the mechanical gospel is in Banks' blood.
And it's connected to compressed air. And so what that does is it removes bolts and nuts and stuff. Things like your lug nuts on your tires, you want to make sure they're on really tight and they don't fall off.
She quit her day job as an engineer at DuPont to become an auto mechanic. She was the only woman in the program. At first, it was kind of intimidating, but that didn't last.
You know what Sheryl Sandberg says about leaning in or sitting at the table? I saw myself falling back because I was intimidated, and so I had to make that switch. And when I did, then you couldn't tell me anything.
Going from engineer to mechanic meant a big pay cut, but she says working on cars made her rich in other ways.
Everybody thinks I have to go to a four-year degree, sit at a computer, that's how I'm going to make money, and they don't realize the value in working with your hands.
But Banks was driven by more than the zen of motor vehicle maintenance. She was sick of being taken advantage of at local repair shops and wanted to do something about it.
Felt like an auto airhead. I hated all of my experiences going in for an oil change, being upsold all the time for an air filter. Anytime a dashboard light come on, I'd panic. You know, you hear a noise on your car, you're like, oh no.
The experience inspired Girls Auto Clinic, which is a two-in-one business, an auto repair shop and salon. While you get your car fixed by Banks and other female mechanics, you can also get a mani, a pedi, or a blowout.
That's what I wanted to be like, a clubhouse for women where you can just come and hang out to be around some other dope chicks, right? Yeah.
Among them, Crystal Lewis. Sure. She can help you out at the Clutch Beauty Bar.
You could come to next door and get your nails, your feet, and your hair done. And a little waxing and a little makeup. And then you could go to work. And then you're all done. You ain't even got to worry about it.
Running this hybrid business is just one facet of Banks' grand vision. She runs a monthly car clinic for women. She has a book on the Girls Auto Clinic coming out next year with Simon & Schuster. And she has a TED Talk called How I Plan to Disrupt the Auto Industry in Red Heels.
I'm a mechanic. I cater to women. I get this because it's so unique and it's so needed. And most of the time, it's like, why hasn't this been done before?
Her free monthly workshops fill up fast. 10 women each session. No question is off limits.
Pop your hood. You're going to learn how to pop your hood. You're going to learn what to touch underneath your car, how to change your air filter, right? How to check your oil.
That's how Philadelphian Susan Sweeney first found Banks.
I did not know that girls can go in the automotive field.
Now she's one of the mechanics at the Girls Auto Clinic. Before fixing cars, she went to cosmetology school, but deep down, she wanted something else.
There's no one in my immediate family that was a mechanic, so my mom was always like, so take it to so-and-so, and it was always thousands of dollars. Like, seriously, why?
So these days, she's doing the fixing herself. She says she's learned quite a bit from Banks, who's like a walking how-to guide.
When you tighten down the lug nuts, you go in a star pattern when you're putting them on, not like one, two, three, four in a circle. Some people don't know that, so it's a good tip.
Banks wants to take her Girls Auto Clinic concept nationwide. And she says maybe some of her mechanics will be the ones opening up the new locations.
Let's go open one in Conshohocken or King of Prussia or Delaware or, you know, South Jersey. And now let's start expanding to Houston, to Atlanta, to L.A. I get emails every day from people saying, when are you coming out to L.A.?
But first, she'll have to prove that her business model really works. The garage is open for business, and the salon is waiting for some final permits. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.